Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, each one designed to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 169, Role Play. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Let employees take the stage with role play. If role-playing were a Broadway show, it would have been running for years. Despite its long run in areas like military training and emergency response, it's making a corporate comeback, thanks to the introduction of social media and virtual tools. Not surprisingly, many organizations are rediscovering how role-play can be used to create corporate value. Although role-play might seem a bit unconventional, some are finding that a new production can reinvigorate training and give employees a fresh way to acquire skills and tools. This podcast examines the basics of role play in the office environment. It will explore some benefits it might yield, as well as the drawbacks. However, this podcast will show that with proper planning and execution, you can bypass the negatives, and our detailed how-to guide will help you make your role play a success. You don't need an arsenal of costumes or elaborate sets to get started. In fact, almost everything you need already exists in the organization. Prepare for a casting call. You may need to hold auditions in the near future. Let's go backstage with role-play basics to get started. So, exactly what do we mean by corporate role-play? It's when employees reenact hypothetical situations encountered on the job, occurring between customers or other employees. It usually involves two or more participants. One person agrees to assume a hypothetical or legitimate business role opposite another person who also assumes a different role. For example, participants assume the roles of customer, vendor, sales associate, or manager, or they can simply represent the role they have in the office. They are then presented with a business scenario and act out how they would handle the situation. It can be an effective training tool to improve interactions and outcomes between customers, employees, vendors, and even other business owners and associates. Role play often brings people face-to-face to troubleshoot issues, thus allowing employees to observe body language and establish connections. Virtual role playing is also an option, and companies may use technology to enhance the experience. Role play is used for a number of business functions. For example, it's used in sales to help educate sales teams on products, enabling them to sell the product better and improve closure rates. It also helps identify challenges or opportunities that might be encountered across the sales process or any touch point related to customer service. In addition, it's a great training method for things such as how to handle disgruntled customers or improve overall customer service. If executed correctly, it can improve customer satisfaction and retention rates. But roleplay isn't limited to sales and customer service. In truth, it can be used in almost any department to address a variety of business situations. Perhaps your goal is to resolve issues in the workplace or to improve communication and morale. Roleplay is a great way to mix things up in a non-confrontational setting. It is also used to simulate and analyze issues in less likely areas like information technology or manufacturing. Some organizations even use it with job interviews to see how potential candidates are able to communicate and think on their feet. Others use it with employee evaluations, asking employees to pretend to be a manager or supervisor to help evaluate job performance. In short, there are many business opportunities to apply role play, and it's not just reserved for one business area or function. It can be applied to almost any situation. But what are the benefits of employees taking center stage? Role play is a participatory technique, and for this reason, considered a first-class learning opportunity. You've probably heard the Chinese proverb, "Tell me and I'll forget, show me and I'll remember, involve me and I'll understand." That's the idea behind role play. It allows learning through doing, imitation, observation, feedback, analysis, and conceptualization. Unlike some training methods, it's a hands-on opportunity to engage employees and promote more lasting impressions. Not only can employees learn through participation, but they also learn by simply observing and listening to others. It can lead to greater understanding of workplace challenges and make employees more empathetic to common situations or customer experiences. According to Training Magazine, role play improves listening skills, builds confidence, and leads to creative problem solving. There are other benefits to using role play in your organization, too. For example, it can improve communications, provide hands-on training, offer a low-cost training alternative, enhance brainstorming and teamwork, evaluate new approaches without risk, increase empathy and tolerance in the workplace, analyze problems from multiple perspectives, develop conflict resolution skills, and establish trust among employees. And that's just the short list. In reality, there are many ways your organization could benefit from roleplay, depending upon your needs and objectives. Since it places employees in real-world scenarios, the information that is gathered is usually relevant, timely, and accurate. In addition, it can target specific business challenges or identify new challenges. It takes the guesswork out of figuring out what employees or customers think and is proven to be more effective than handouts, presentations, or videotapes. As a bonus, it can be less costly than traditional training methods. Perhaps what makes role-playing most appealing, however, is that it can improve productivity, thus improving your bottom line. From the employee perspective, there's a lot to be gained with role-play. Using the tools available in real-life scenarios makes employees feel more comfortable doing their jobs because they know what to expect. This, in turn, improves accountability because employees have more ownership and are less intimidated to tackle the tough issues. It also makes them feel valued and builds a sense of camaraderie and teamwork. According to Marcus Sheridan from The Sales Lion, roleplay is, quote, the most underutilized as well as the most underappreciated sales training tool in the entire sales industry, end quote. If you want more information on the benefits of roleplay, the consulting company Training and Development World has a more detailed list outlining additional benefits of role-playing. No doubt, there are compelling reasons why an organization might use role-playing. That's why it's taking center stage. That said, don't let the drawbacks produce a box office flop. As in the case with almost every business approach, role-play might not always work as intended. In fact, there are a few stumbling blocks that can turn what is meant to be a fun experience into a box office failure. In some cases, the mere mention of roleplay sends employees running. That's because it's not an easy, instinctive thing to do. Employees are asked to put themselves on display, and many find this approach intimidating. It can make employees feel awkward, which for some people causes a great deal of anxiety. By nature, it's not a comfortable activity and requires participants to think out of the box quickly and often with an audience watching. Roleplay might sound easy, but it can be difficult and tedious, especially if it's not applying real-life situations. Some find it more difficult to role-play with coworkers because they have a greater organizational knowledge than the customer. Customers usually ask more basic questions than employees would think to ask. Also, employees know the types of solutions or offerings that exist, thus presenting a greater challenge to truly understanding the customer problem or situation. For this reason, there's a belief that it won't always replicate challenges and issues faced in the real world. Another challenge with role-play situations is that employees don't take them seriously. Some employees might find the exercise to be a waste of time or a social opportunity to catch up with other coworkers. It can be difficult to capture their attention and convince them there's a value to role-play and that it's not just a far-fetched endeavor. This challenge can be mitigated by providing ample guidance and a well-defined plan. When role-play is treated as real and is administered in an organized manner, participants give it their best. Multitasking is another obstacle to role-play. Role-play asks employees to focus on two tasks at the same time, the assigned role and the application of new skills. Yet people generally aren't able to multitask, simply because it's more instinctual to focus on one thing at a time. According to some research, multitasking drastically slows us down and has a negative impact on performance. Hence, some argue that role-play makes it harder to learn new skills, not easier. Finally, role-play can be a failure if it's not implemented properly. Some organizations think it's simple to throw out scenarios and ask employees to develop solutions, but in reality, effective role-play requires a significant amount of planning. Not only does the effort need to be well organized and defined, but it also requires leadership and resources. As with the theater, you need a director and producer. Otherwise, the efforts can fail due to trainer inadequacy or a weak understanding of how to use roleplay properly. For some of these reasons, Jeff Toyster from Salesforce says roleplay doesn't work for customer service training. He suggests using an alternative called experiential learning instead. It's a training technique that is similar to roleplay, only participants are able to engage without taking on another persona. It allows employees to get hands-on practice applying and learning new skills in a completely realistic situation. One of his suggested activities trains customer service representatives to work on a fast, busy day while still providing attentive service to each individual. Overall, however, there is a consensus that roleplay is a valuable training tool as long as you can avoid the pitfalls. The key is to incorporate a lot of planning and rehearsals. That way, you can be a Broadway success. The tough question is, how do you implement effective roleplay in your organization and avoid the downsides? Let's review the top 10 tips to consider before you begin the production process. Tip number 1, set the stage. You need to clearly tell the story and disclose whether you are using it for assessment or training. Are you teaching new skills? Are you assessing and critiquing employee performance? If you're using roleplay for skill assessment, this needs to be clear up front so employees aren't taken off guard. Surprising employees with on-the-spot auditions can lead to mistrust and anxiety. Determining whether to use roleplay for training or assessment will also help frame goals, structure, and scenarios. Number 2, write a good plot. Identify specific situations where a problem or issue may be encountered. Some areas that are well suited for roleplay include customer conflict, managerial conflict, or employee performance. It's also critical to identify what you want to address specifically, whether it's handling angry customers, closing a sale, or dealing with a problematic work situation. Consider using real-life examples or actual interactions. For example, you might play back a real customer recording and ask participants to take a new approach to the situation. If possible, use actual work locations too. Depending on the scenario, work desks, checkout counters, and delivery or warehouse areas are good backdrops to provide more realistic settings. Plus, it will allow employees to have all the necessary notes or equipment needed to truly assume a role. Number 3, plan the rehearsal. Role play is not an impromptu event. If participants aren't given a structured format, they won't take it seriously. Know what you are going to do before, during, and after role play. How will you evaluate the scenario? What will you ask employees to take away from the exercise? What kind of meaningful and specific feedback will you give after each performance? Tip 4, introduce it slowly. Actors don't want to be thrown on stage without an introduction and character assessment, and neither do your employees. Introduce role play slowly and give mini role plays before they're forced to jump on stage. Even better, select actors in advance so they know to prepare when possible. At a minimum, let participants warm up to the idea so they become more comfortable performing. Tip 5, make it challenging. Role play should be challenging for each participant. You don't want it to be one-sided and have one participant simply read a script while the other one is forced to think on his or her feet. Give both participants a scenario and opportunity to freelance. It's okay to use scripted pieces for some of the exercise, just don't let it drive the process. Tip number 6, pause and rewind. If the timing seems right, it's okay to interrupt and provide direction. Act like a director and interject when appropriate to provide guidance and constructive feedback. Don't be afraid to mix things up, too. Ask role players to switch roles or invite a different employee to replace an existing role if people seem stuck. Tip number 7. Define right answers for each skill being taught. This might include single responses or a series of steps to get to the desired outcome. Explain why each answer is preferable and identify which answers are clearly not preferred. This will help provide valuable and actionable feedback to participants. Tip 8, use costumes or props. It might sound silly, but even grown-ups enjoy getting into character and dressing up, so throwing in a few props doesn't hurt. It makes it exciting and fun, all while keeping the audience engaged. It also helps keep the environment low stress, and that will lead to a better performance. Tip 9, use a good facilitator. You need an assistant director, someone who can keep the session moving or stop it when momentum is lagging. Some recommend hiring a professional facilitator or interjecting tools that provide business simulations. Lean Forward, for example, is a training organization that provides custom business simulations for roleplay. It also provides training for roleplay and gives organizations guidance on where it might be helpful in your organization. And last but not least, tip number 10. Define an award-winning act. What's the happy ending to a scenario? It's important to provide examples of how an expert might handle the situation. After the employees complete a role-play session, give participants an example of a Tony-worthy performance, highlighting the gold standard in your company. Then give participants the chance to repeat what they've learned until they are satisfied with the response. Consider using a go-it-alone approach and see if they can apply learnings solo. Another form of roleplay to consider is virtual roleplay. It's not exactly new, but it's being used more frequently. It's similar to face-to-face roleplay, only it's done using virtual tools and methods. Tools like FaceTime or Skype, to name a few, are easy mediums for roleplay. Virtual roleplaying activities were initially applied to call centers. But in truth, they have applications in sales, customer service, employee development, or any situation that involves employee and customer interaction. It's relatively easy to combine this type of roleplay with e-learning or training courses and can be easy to implement. It can also be cost-effective compared to other training efforts. A benefit of virtual roleplay is that it can be easily recorded and stored for future and immediate use. It enhances the effort because employees can watch their performance and evaluate responses. You can also use roleplay recordings for future training. Employees can learn from watching even if they weren't there. Developing a virtual roleplay activity is similar to creating other learning sessions, and the same tips apply. The biggest difference is the addition of a virtual medium for both participation and feedback. While roleplay can be applied with a number of business areas, it is highly effective in sales and customer service. Business.com outlines how sales processes are particularly well-suited for roleplay. For instance, the scenarios can enhance the skills of a salesperson, increase product knowledge, and teach the sales force how to build rapport and trust with customers. To quote a Business.com article on using roleplay with your sales force, quote, "Just like Broadway actors, good salespeople need to practice their lines before they go live." End quote. How can you use roleplay to improve sales and customer satisfaction? Ask customer service or sales associates about the challenges they most frequently face with customers and address them with roleplay. There are really unlimited scenarios that can be reenacted and used as learning opportunities. To give you an idea, consider roleplay for these topics commonly found with sales and customer service: addressing angry customers, answering difficult product questions, closing a sale, cold calling, communicating product promotions or sales, and interacting with customers in a sales or retail setting. There's also a lot of new and updated ways to add roleplay to your training curriculum or to use it for an employee assessment. Let's review some of those resources. MindTools is an online training resource that can help get you started. In its toolkit, you'll find resources that provide step-by-step instructions for effective business roleplay. There's even a well-defined example of a full roleplay scenario between two fictional characters. Lean Forward is another organization that provides custom business simulations for roleplay. Among other things, it prepares professional roleplay and process simulations. For example, roleplay sessions can be customized courses specific to your organization. Whether you need to help employees navigate complex business processes or customer service challenges, there are a number of opportunities for professional assistance. YouTube also has a number of videos that may be useful. There are several videos that range from humorous to instructional. A quick search will give you a lot of ideas. If you want professional assistance with roleplay, there are a number of companies that can help. SNI, a global provider for training in sales and negotiation, can provide a professional facilitator. According to SNI, a professional facilitator can provide a more authentic roleplay experience and keep the effort on task. The UK-based company Nelson Training can actually provide professional actors for role-play training in your business. According to the website, there are a number of benefits to bring real actors. For example, real actors might facilitate a more realistic environment as they portray a potential client or irate customer. Nelson Training promises to deliver actors that are highly trained to improvise and shape the role play towards defined business goals dictated by the organization. Action Actors is another resource. It is a human resource consulting company based in Australia with 400 workers that are fully trained to assist with role play in a number of industries. The popular business blogger Hugh Fox III has a list of 36 workplace scenarios to consider for role play. It references real-life examples that are well-suited for role-play and gives examples of clearly defined scenarios. If you're using role-play for sales improvement, Marcus Sheridan from The Sales Lion makes a strong case as to why it might be the most effective tool available in his article, How to Improve Sales 101, Role-Plays. He also provides tips on how to make it work. These are just samples of resources at your disposal. The key is to do some research and use it to determine what will work best in your company. Whether roleplay is something that can be integrated into existing curriculums or added as a new training tool, it's clear it could yield benefits to your organization. Whether you use in-person or virtual training, it can be a fun and fresh way to invigorate employees while improving skills. So why not write your roleplay script? You never know what will be the next Broadway hit.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on Roleplay. As always, keep on the lookout for our next podcast, which is designed to help your organization succeed. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.